What's going on, guys, and welcome back to Letters from Prison podcast. Today is a very special episode because I'll actually be sharing a letter I'm writing to my dad instead of reading a letter he wrote to me. I haven't spoke to him in a while. I haven't really received anything from him in a while, so I figured I would, you know, twist it up in this episode and read a letter I'll be sending to him. So let's get right into it. Peace. Wow, been a while, huh? I'm sorry about that. It was not my intention to be out of communication this long. I have nothing to blame but myself. Procrastination and laziness kind of took over. So I need to say this now or we will never find out. Since the new warden at your jail has taken position, me and Thomas haven't been able to come visit. They're making us send in new visitor information. I did send in my paperwork, but they sent it back. I sent this paperwork in 3 months ago, and I'm now just getting a rejection letter from them. And they denied my visitation. I had to send in a copy of my ID, which is really annoying, but seems like it's necessary to do. Haven't heard from you, though. No calls or letters. I know you sometimes feel like a burden sending letters all the time or always calling, but that's not the case at all. I actually look forward to our letters and your calls. I miss you. I always feel at peace when I get to see you. Our visits are a zen state for me. I feel like we could talk for hours about anything, and sometimes that's literally all I want to do, is just talk. I'm excited to see what the world has to offer to us when you are free. Physically, of course, but mentally, free is a choice any human can be. Physically, of course. Being mentally free is a choice any human can make by themselves. You motivate me every day to be my best and do what I love. A part of me just wants to make you proud. A part of me just wants you to see that with darkness, there is always light at the end of that darkness. Our family has gone through too much for too long, and I'm making it my job to end that. No more hate, resentment, judgment, casting out, just love. That's all I want for us and our family is love. Rebuild our name and turn it into a legacy. We all deserve more than what was dealt to us from the start, but it is up to us to make that happen. No one is going to hand us what we desire. We are entitled to nothing. That's fine. Who cares? You can take your entitlement and shove it right up your rear end. We work for what we want and where we want to be. Life can be difficult, and I understand that. Especially for you, in your temporary situation. Mentally, it's tough staying on point in the heart of chaos. But something I say all the time now is stay on point in this peacefully chaotic world. You always tell me to stay on point. What I took away from that is stay on point no matter what situation you're in. The peaceful times, we must always stay on point because many people can get lost in that state of mind when some chaos shows up in their lives, they don't know how to handle it. We have to stay on point in the midst of chaos because if we can keep our character in the midst of chaos, keep our mind straight, still able to love when others hate, that is when we will be able to find what happiness means to us, in my opinion anyway. I'm not sure what is going on with Thomas nowadays. Nothing bad or serious, I just don't see him as much. He's usually really busy working and stuff, but that will have to be a talk you have with him personally. So at the beginning of this summer, I decided I didn't want to play basketball at Framingham anymore, due to the fact that I didn't really resonate with the coach's coaching style. Don't get me wrong, he was a really great guy. He thought a lot like myself, and I really resonated with his mindset. But when it came to basketball, there were a lot of things we disagreed with. So I decided to leave the team. I recently found out that he resigned. Why? I'm not sure why. But it must have been something serious because he wouldn't have just up and left like that. Anyways, I am returning to the team. We are getting a new coach and I'm excited to be playing back on the team. I love basketball and that's what I want to keep doing, which is loving the game. Last season, I was so caught up with comparing myself to how others played, and it took me out of my game. I hated playing when I would compare myself to others. I would overthink, worry, and crumble under pressure. This year, I'm focused on playing my game and being the best player I can be. Someone else's progress should not be compared to my own. People all work at different levels, and we all develop in different ways. Don't compare someone's chapter 20 to your chapter 5. I know the hard work I have put in will only pay off if I take advantage of it and stop wasting my energy on other success and progression. I think this year is going to be a good one. I'm ready to dominate, and I'm ready to have a good time doing it. I love you. I miss you. Think about the day we will come face to face, arms in arms, outside of those walls that keep you confined. I'm excited for our future. I'm ready to rebuild with a man I once hated, but now love more than anything. Ready to reconnect with a man I once lost connection with. I'm ready to have the father-son relationship we never got to experience in the past. I'm ready for you to be free, for you to be happy, for you to live your life. I know all of this comes with patience. Dad, I'm a very patient man. I know when the time is right, everything will fall into place, and it will be worth the wait. So, I want you to picture this with me. We are eating lunch, discussing our goals together, conjoined goals and personal goals, planning out our every move to get to where we want to be, laughing at the stories we share, catching up for lost time, just experiencing a moment we weren't able to in the past. No issues, no worries, no struggles. Just love and connection. I'm not sure when this will happen or how it will happen, but I know it will happen. And this is what drives me to do what I do, to be able to experience something so little but so special, like sharing lunch with my dad. Peace. I love you. Your son, Tyree Jihad Thomas Hampton.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.